So hi, I'm Bart. I've been working for MapLibre for the past 3 years as a maintainer. Frank, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Frank. I'm on the governing board.
Yeah, he's not only on the governing board, he's also a maintainer for Martin, a tile server. So we're in very good company to be talking about tiles today. So this week we announced MapLibre tile. It's a new tile format, and yeah, we're going to smooth into it for the people that don't know what MapLibre is, maybe don't know what vector tiles are. We'll give a quick introduction here. So if you're not familiar with MapLibre, these are our two main libraries. They're map toolkits. You can use them to add maps to your apps, either to your web apps or to your native apps. I've been maintainer for the former, so MapLibre native. Now, MapLibre started out as a fork when Mapbox closed sourced their client libraries. And this is good to keep in mind because I think a lot of projects here at FOSDEM, they have been open source from the start. So they have, and they have their initial creators are still maintaining the library. So they have a huge history, right? And we needed to start without that institutional knowledge. We needed to figure out how are we going to organize ourselves. We even needed to dig into the code base to understand how we can extend it. And we've been doing that over the years. So one of the things we did in the beginning is we set up an organization that helps support the software projects, that handles the sponsorships and donations. We've actually been quite successful getting sponsorships because a lot of companies, they were deeply dependent on the Mapbox libraries, and they wanted to continue using open source. So we've been even being able to hire a few people, including myself, to maintain these libraries. Now we also have a board, and of course we have a huge community of contributors. We have some other projects under the MapLibre umbrella, and they mostly work, these sub-communities mostly work independently, but we do try to get together once every month. And also, if you're an active contributor, you can become a voting member to vote on the board. So these are the developments over the years. One of the first milestones was the rewrite of MapLibre JLJS and TypeScript, the first board and the first sponsors in 2022. And the graphics backends, new graphics backends for MapLibre Native, Globe Mode for MapLibre Web, and the recent milestone of the project is MLT. So let's talk about vector tiles. What are vector tiles and why would you want them? Now, you're probably familiar with raster-based maps. Raster-based maps are basically just a bunch of images that are stick together on the client, which means you can have a very simple client. Now, on the other hand, vector-based maps, you send the raw geometric data to the client along with some styling information, how to draw those geometries, and you have a much more complicated client, but you get some advantages. So one of them is that you have a lot of better UX. So you have continuous zoom, because when you're in between two, if you use raster images, if you're in between two zoom levels, it gets